A ministry moves forward despite restrictions in Central Asia. Laos police arrest 13 Christians without explanation. And one mission agency explores the connection between Bibles and McNuggets. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A crackdown has followed the adoption of a strict religion law in a Central Asian nation. Its enforcement makes ministry difficult. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they're making scripture portions available in small digital players.
If the word got out that this was happening, we believe our people would be in danger. We're just trusting God to work out these details and being as careful as we can, and yet asking people to pray.
Dudenhofer explains why.
The people have specifically requested this kind of information. They want to know about God. If I could tell you the area of the world that this is happening in, you'd be astounded. And we are, and we're grateful to God for the opportunity. We just can't mention any details yet.
Keep praying for production and distribution issues. ASM's help is needed.
This will provide the New Testament in audio. And the area that this is going to go back into is almost 100% illiterate. Nobody reads.
Meanwhile, 13 Christians have been arrested by plainclothes police officers in Laos. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports believers have been traveling daily to work in a Christian village when police started questioning them. The believers are currently being held at a provincial police station, although no charges have been filed. Laos places heavy restrictions on Christians and openly promotes Buddhism and Buddhist organizations. Pray Christians will continue to share their faith despite the arrests. You're listening to Mission Network News. At International Bible Society Send the Light, Paul Caminiti begins his new position as Vice President of Bible Engagement today. The title Bible Engagement stems from a growing desire among Christians to gain a deeper knowledge of the Bible. Caminiti explains.
The whole idea of the whole Bible is something that people are hungering for. There seems to be less interest in a Bible McNugget approach to the Bible, and people don't want to dabble in it anymore. People are saying, God has given us this big volume, and I think people are somewhat frustrated that they know so little about it.
IBS STL wants to help people overcome their frustration.
We're hoping to be a catalyst to other groups of people, denominations, churches, who want to get there, who want to help lead their people into that deeper dive.
Caminiti hopes to accomplish this by developing programs to help churches go deeper into Scripture as a community. For more information on these programs or how to help, visit our website. Next, a vehicle like a large tricycle has been changing the lives of people who can't walk. The Mission Society's Tamlin Collins says 100,000 more people in Zambia need PETS, which stands for Personal Energy Transportation. The vehicles allow these individuals to go places like church and school.
Some of them crawl across the dust to get into their PETS, and others are carried by their friends and by their family, and when they get into that PET, their faces light up, and they just take off in all directions. It's an incredible sight.
Pray for many to respond to the gospel.
Be able to show someone through the gift of this vehicle that they are loved and treasured by God, and to be able to tell them that they are so important that Christ died for them is just an invaluable opportunity.
For $250, you can provide a pet for a needy individual. And Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Summer of Hope Outreach is coming to the United States. Generous donors have offered two matching gifts for the ministry among Native American youth who suffer from a suicide rate 4 times the national average. Summer of Hope includes a Christian conference for young people from more than 60 different Indian nations and evangelistic outreach on 8 reservations. Your gift can bring the gospel to a Native young person. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a resource to help you understand how God is at work in Ghana? One Hope is making available a free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.